Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
All right, Kennedy, say good morning to Macy from Boylston.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she has now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. A list of spooky movies that are set on Halloween night include Terrifier, Late Night with the Devil, and Hocus Pocus. Where is Hocus Pocus set?
Salem.
Shawn Mendes is still figuring out his sexuality. He says, and I quote, "I don't really know sometimes, and I know other times, and it feels really scary because we live in a society that has a lot to say about that." Which pop star did Shawn Mendes date for a couple of years?
I'm going to go with Camila Cabello.
12 years ago today in 2012, Disney purchased George Lucas's production company, Lucasfilm, for over $4 billion. It included the rights to Lucas' hugely popular movie franchises. Name them both.
Star Wars and Star Trek.
Question number four. Panic at the Disco will reunite for the 2025 When We Are Young Festival. Name this Panic at the Disco song. Take a list.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
High Hopes.
Question number five. Quentin Tarantino really liked Joker, Folie à Deux, and says Joaquin Phoenix's acting was some of the best he's ever seen in his life. True or false? Quentin Tarantino has never won an Oscar. True or false?
False.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're heading into the Green Line, heading into work.
I sure am.
You see those new Green Line trains they got sitting down at City Hall Plaza?
I haven't seen them in person, but I saw some pictures online. They look very cool.
They look really, really nice. You can go down there and walk through it and then tell people if what you like or don't like about it, too. They want your opinion if you're a Green Line rider.
I'll have to check it out. I take it every day.
Kennedy, Macy got 4 out of 5 Ooh. Correct.
All right.
Yep. These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Much like the Green Line.
Can't be a challenge.
A list of spooky movies that are set on Halloween night include Terrifier, Late Night with the Devil, and Hocus Pocus. Where is Hocus Pocus set?
Salem.
Tied to 1. Shawn Mendes still figuring out his sexuality. He says, "I don't really know sometimes, and I know other, and it feels really scary because we live in a society that has a lot to say about that." Mm. Which pop star did Shawn Mendes date for a couple of years?
Camila Cabello.
Tied to 2. 12 years ago today in 2012, Disney purchased George Lucas production company, Lucasfilm. They paid over $4 billion for it. It included the rights to his hugely popular movie franchises. Can you name them both?
Which director?
George Lucas.
So George Lucas is Star Wars.
Okay. That's one of the two. You have to name them both.
Indiana Jones?
3-2. Question number 4. Panic at the Disco will reunite for the 2025 When We Were Young Festival. Name this Panic at the Disco song.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Ha ha, hopes.
4-3. Question number 5. Quentin Tarantino really liked Joker, Folie à Deux. He says Joaquin Phoenix acting was some of the best that he's ever seen in his life. True or false, Quentin Tarantino has never won an Oscar. True or false?
True?
False. He's won twice. Pulp Fiction and Django Unchained. 4-4 is the final.
For what?
Best original screenplay.
Ah, dang it.
4-4 is the final score. Kennedy, you get to win
well
with the tie.
Well done, friend. Well done.
Yeah, you both did really, really good. You don't get the cash, but you are going to get a pair of tickets to see Derek Hough dance for the holidays on November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Incredible. Thank you so much.
And you can get to the Box Center Wang Theater without having to take the van line. That's a win for everybody. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Macy from Boylston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Andrea from Deerfield, New Hampshire.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, your 12-year-old daughter's in the car. What's her name?
Elsia.
Elsia?
Yep.
Good morning, Elsia.
Good morning.
What are you, a senior in high school?
We act like it. Seventh grade.
Seventh grade, okay.
So do the people I work with act like high school seniors.
Hey, shrapnel.
I was going to say seventh grade. But, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five trivia questions. They're all about pop culture stuff. If you answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. Kennedy, with 5,813 wins, 425 losses. Are you ready?
Played this game once or twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kanye West has finally settled his legal issues with the shoe company that dropped him for making anti-Semitic comments. Which company dropped him and his Yeezy brand?
Adidas.
Nelly is relaunching its famous Apple Bottom Jeans brand. It was very popular with women back in the 2000s, even spawning these lyrics. Shouty had them Apple Bottom Jeans, the boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. Which song is that from?
Looking at her, hit the floor. Shorty, I don't know the name of it. I thought it was Apple Bottom Jeans, but...
All right, question number three. Actor Henry Winkler turned 79 today. He played the Fonz on Happy Days. Later in life, he played Coach Klein, a losing college football coach with no confidence, in which Adam Sandler movie?
The Water Boy.
You Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Question number four. Morgan Wallen just dethroned Shaboozy at the top of Billboard's Hot 100 chart. Morgan's song Love Somebody is now number one, ending a 15-week run at the top by Shaboozy. It is Morgan's third number one. Can you name one of his other two number one songs?
I don't know anything by Morgan Wallen.
I know, I don't like her.
All right.
No, sorry, we don't listen to country.
Question number five. The host of Jeopardy apologized to a female contestant for a sexist clue that aired. Who is the host of Jeopardy?
Blossom there. Maya, I don't know how to say her name.
Okay.
But she played Blossom on television.
I got you. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
We still lost.
I went to a giant fair in Deerfield not too long ago. Does your entire town just shut down while that's happening?
It sure does. No school, no nothing. No town offices open. The only thing that's opened is our one gas station.
It was an awesome fair. I had a great time.
Kennedy, Andrea, and Elsia, excuse me, got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, my friends.
Oh, yikes.
What the skibbity toilet, Mom?
Oh.
Here we go,
I
Kennedy.
Feel much better than I'm
These are
the
tough.
Radio.
Question number one. Kanye West has finally settled his legal issue with the shoe company that dropped him for making anti-Semitic comments. Which company dropped him and his Yeezy brand?
Adidas.
Tied at one. Nelly is relaunching his famous Apple Bottom Jeans brand.
Boots it's, with a fur.
It was very popular with women back in the early 2000s, even spawning these lyrics.
Oh, sorry.
We'll get there.
Shawty had them Apple Bottom Jeans, the boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. Which song is that from?
Next thing I know, Shawty got low.
Who had them Apple Bottom Jeans?
She.
2-1. Question number three. Actor Henry Winkler, 79, today he played the Fonz on Happy Days. Later in life, you played Coach Klein, a losing college football coach with no confidence. In which Adam Sandler movie?
The Water Boy.
3-2.
You can do it.
It's our brains sometimes are crazy because Dan and I picked different quotes from that movie, mm-hmm. but you and I picked the same one, and you were in a different
what was
room.
Yours?
Oh, I said Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Oh, that's a deep cut.
Yeah. You can do it.
That's the good one.
3-2, well, question like number Rob four. Schneider. Morgan Wallen just dethroned Shaboozy atop the Billboard Hot 100 chart. His song Love Somebody is now number one. It is Morgan's third number one song. Can you name one of the other two?
I Had Some Help.
And Last Night. That is correct. 4-2. Question number five. The host of Jeopardy apologized to a female contestant for a sexist clue that aired. Who is the host of Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings. What was it, do you know?
It was a rhyming thing, and it was like a real...
It wasn't good.
It was like, men don't make passes at blank, and the answer was girls who wear glasses. And the woman who answered it was wearing glasses. And Ken was like, that's our bad. That seems that feels a bit problematic.
Good for you, Ken.
He's like, whoever wrote that is going to get a talking to.
Good for you, Ken.
Oh, he apologized thank live you. While it was happening? Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
It was clear. He was like, that probably shouldn't have got through.
Right.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Dan.
5-2. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, ladies. You don't get the cash, but we do really appreciate you listening and playing. Althea just can't stop laughing at her mom for only getting 2 out of 5, right?
No, no.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Andrea and Althea and Tiffy Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, please say hey to Emily from Braintree.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thanks.
So you know how this works, Emily. 5 trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And she's now over in that soundproof studio, okay?
All right.
Panic at the Disco will reunite for the 2025 When We Were Young Festival. The bill also includes Blink-182, Avril Lavigne, and Weezer. Which of those sings the song Complicated?
Avril Lavigne.
Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster allegedly spend all their free time together, with sources telling Page Six they are inseparable. She was in a movie this year that grossed over $1 billion. Name the movie.
I do not know.
I thought Hugh Jackman was happily married.
They split up last year.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Question number three. It's National Candy Corn Day. What are the three colors on a piece of candy corn?
White, orange, and yellow.
Candy corn doesn't eat its own day.
Gavin Rossdale turns 59 today. He's the front man for the band Bush, and also ex of which singer with whom he has his kids with?
I think it's Gwen Stefani.
Question number five. Jimmy Fallon is teaming up with Meghan Trainor, the Jonas Brothers, Dolly Parton, and others for an NBC holiday special. Where in Massachusetts is Meghan Trainor from?
It's probably something I should know, huh? Let's go with Cambridge.
It would help with the game. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
And only the game, really.
I understand, Emily, that your husband is celebrating his birthday today?
Yes, that is correct. He is.
What's his name?
Casey.
Casey. How old is Casey today? Old is the correct answer.
Thank.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Emily got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend. Well done.
That's not bad. These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Panic at the Disco will reunite for the 2025 When We Were Young Festival. The bill also includes Blink 182, Avril Lavigne, and Weezer. Which of them sings the song Complicated?
Avril.
1-1. Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster allegedly spend all their free time together, with sources telling Page Six they are inseparable.
Yeah, it's been kind of the worst kept secret on Broadway for a couple of years.
Hugh is in a movie this year that grossed over $1 billion. What was it?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
So he's not with his wife anymore, huh?
They broke up a while ago.
I didn't realize.
They split up like a year ago. She just got divorced.
Sutton Foster did. Yeah. Who is she married to?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Who is she?
She's a Broadway star, Carson. She is. She has won multiple Tonys. She is incredibly talented. She was also in TV shows called Bunheads and Younger. Either way, good for them.
Good for Hugh for going for someone who's actually age appropriate, unlike so many Hollywood men, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
2-1, question number 3. It is National Candy Corn Day, one of the greatest candies in the history of our country.
Oh, it's so weird that
I
you
did
like
not write
it.
That.
What are the 3 colors on a piece of candy corn?
So they're orange and they're yellow and they're white.
That is correct. I mean, they're fantastic candies, Dan.
Really?
Yes.
Nobody likes candy corn. They're table filler.
They're not. Why do you think they sell so many? People love them.
Who says they do?
Really? I'm going to look up the numbers. 3-2. Question number 4. Gavin Rossdale turns 59 today. He is the front man for the band Bush and also the ex of which singer? They have kids.
Gwen Stefani.
4-3. Question number 5. Jimmy Fallon is teaming up with Meghan Trainor, the Jonas Brothers, and Dolly Parton, plus some others for an NBC holiday special. Where in Massachusetts is Meghan Trainor from?
Nantucket?
Nantucket and the Cape, as a matter of fact. 5-3 is the final score. Great work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Almost as good as candy corn, but not quite. Emily, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening and playing, though. Excuse me. Sorry about that. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emily from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.